Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
It gives me great pleasure to welcome my next guest. While he may be, he may have a national profile, Dundalk will be synonymous with his success. Let's hear a big cheer and a local welcome for the former Ireland and Dundalk manager, Mr. Stephen Kenny. Now, Stephen, we'll start in the present. I know you're a St. Pat's man now, and it goes full circle because I believe that's where it all started for you. But Dundalk has a very special place in your career. This is really where you cut your teeth. It was your success here that really, I suppose, launched you for the Ireland job. So tell us a little bit about Dundalk and your relationship with it and what it means to you.
Yeah, no, it's a vibrant town. I think I took over the club initially in 2013, but you know, you can see the difference in the town now. There's a lot of shop fronts that have been reinvigorated, revitalized. You can see it is a vibrant town, and you know a lot more people staying here. You feel from all over the country. You're halfway between Belfast and Dublin here,
yeah.
So it's. It's a passionate town. You know, people are very proud of being from Dundalk. And they're obviously quite strong in community. That's very evident.
And the soccer team then, how important is that as a fabric of the community?
Well, I think you spoke about the railways earlier on. Actually, their first jersey actually was the Northern Railways. They borrowed their colours initially. The Great Northern Railway.
Is that right?
Yeah, the first ever jersey. But it's been a vibrant club throughout history in the league and in Ireland, and had success in different periods and periods where it struggled, and it's been cyclical. Obviously, the period we had, we dominated Irish football. We were lucky enough to manage a brilliant group of players, a superb group of players, very fortunate. And staff, and we had a tremendous period, which culminated in being the group stages of the Europa League, which put Dundalk on the map,
yeah,
on a European level. For one thing about even being involved in a Dublin club to being involved in a provincial town, when a provincial town, and I experienced that at Derry as well, when it really goes into European competition or deep into Europe, the whole city really feels, yeah, affiliation. It puts the town on the map European-wise.
They're a part of it.
Yeah.
I suppose the current situation at Dundalk, been reading about it, they're in financial difficulty. It seems to be struggling. And you know, what are your own thoughts around that? You've been there before, as you said, with Derry. It's a difficult place.
Yeah.
But it's a business, Stephen, is it not?
It is, yeah. And listen, first of all, my thoughts are with all the players and staff and all the employees of the club, because it's a very difficult time. I think for a club like that, I think the league itself has been vibrant this year. So, I mean, the problem with the league is that we just don't have enough seats to fit people in the ground. Like all of the Dublin clubs, Shelbourne, Bohemians, St. Pat's, Shamrock Rovers and Fine Stadium, they have the best stadium, and they're sold out every week. We don't have enough seats to fit people in. So it's because we have limited facilities. Dundalk, and you see that, you know, great grounds like Sligo and Galway and are really becoming vibrant now in places like that. And Derry, of course, are challenging for the double. So I think with Dundalk, it's been obviously hugely disappointing, because it's the club is so important in the community, so important. It's really, really significant in the community. People feel very proud of the club. So it is difficult. I mean, some of the players that I manage are still here. Daryl Horgan, Andy Boyle, John Mountney, Robbie Benson. They were part of the sort of glory years of the club and the European runs. And now they're men with young children, mortgages, and all of a sudden, you know, the club is in danger of going into administration. So that's a big concern for everyone concerned, yeah.
And again, if we look at it, and I know sport is your thing, but, you know, it does, a business has to pay its way.
Yeah.
And, you know, it must be difficult if you're relying on the generosity of people, as occasionally I'm sure you've had to do, because people do it for other reasons than money.
And a lot of the clubs are run as businesses, and that's it's to find a model that suits your club.
Yeah.
I think there's no definitive model. Every club must find a model that suits itself or that suits its club. And I suppose with Dundalk not being in Europe this year, the European money is very important for clubs. That, you know, but it's very difficult to run a business based on the fact that you'll have because the money for winning things domestically is extremely small.
Yeah.
Like it's ridiculously small. So you wouldn't believe how small it is, probably. But I tell you but you can't run a club. It's difficult to run a club on being guaranteed European finance, and then it becomes a shortfall then. And if that is the case, clubs obviously have to cut their cloth. But it's not always the case. But we haven't had this sort of problem in a long time in the league, to be fair. But I feel for everyone in Dundalk. The Dogs are a really proud club. Hopefully they can get someone who come
Absolutely.
In and take up the reins and push it forward, because it's a vibrant club with great potential and a significant history, which is important.
Absolutely. You've said yourself that all management jobs in football end in some sort of failure. And I
is
suppose,
that right?
that's what I read.
Broadcasting.
But it's like, when you stand back and look at that statement, it is ultimately true, in that it's very hard to go out on a high note from anything. You're back at St. Pat's now, where you started. What was it like to come back there, you know, having left it so many years ago, gone on, done your success with Dundalk, managed Ireland, highs and lows there, and then you're back in a place where you began almost?
I did manage the under-21 team for one season at St. Pat's, and that was my introduction to coaching in the league. But, it took me a while to readjust. It's a big fall when you come from the national team. Certainly, to manage Ireland is the biggest privilege of your life. It's you know, so many wonderful experiences, managing your country, managing at that level. And obviously, three seasons with Ireland, two seasons, 18 months with the under-21 team, which was fantastic. We had a vision for where we wanted to bring players through the underage system. We brought them into the first team. We've had, obviously, over 20 players have come into the senior international team. There was a massive deficit between players 21 and 31 when I took over. There was no players in that middle gap, or very few. And now we've 13 players in the Premier League now, which is incredible, really, to what we had. So it's a good job now, I feel. I think, obviously, I was 3 years there, and when you leave, it is a big fall. And I had options to go abroad at different times, which I would have been happy to take. Circumstances changed, and I went to St. Pat's. Gary Kelleher, the owner there, offered me the job. I was very pleased to accept in the end. And it took me a while to readjust psychologically to getting back into club football.
Did it? Yeah.
Yeah, it did. It took me a little bit, but we've obviously had a really good European campaign where we've been in, played a team from the Swiss League. We've been in Azerbaijan, and we've been in Istanbul in recently to get to the group stages, which would have been obviously massive, the first time in the club's history to get there. So it was six brilliant European games, but Istanbul were just a little too good in the end.
So with all your experience over the years, Stephen, do you sort of accept that it's a business of highs and lows, or can you ever accept that?
Oh no, I do. Absolutely. And I've experienced both ends of the spectrum. I've experienced incredible highs and incredible lows.
Yeah.
And you spoke about the administration on Dock. I remember being at Derry and the club going through administration. That's such a tough process.
Yeah.
You know, that's such a tough,
because you're dealing with people's lives and livelihoods.
Oh, it's massive, like, in terms of, you know, and then to restart. People think you can just restart. You can't. It's not that easy. So it's that was a really tough experience. But resilience is important.
Absolutely.
When you have your setbacks, they can crush you, but you have to build up a level of resilience that shows that you can, you know, come back from whatever's thrown at you.
Well, look, we wish you well, and it's great to talk to you. And you talk about, we'll end on a positive note then. So, St. Pat's for this year, is it?
No, really. The league is fascinating, really, with Shelbourne. Damien Duff having a great time at Shelbourne. Rory Higgins, really an innovative coach at Derry, and Stephen Bradley, Shamrock Rovers, all the other coaches. You see, great. I'm very enthused by the young coaches in the league, and that's really, really bringing vibrant clubs forward. And that's a big plus. I think the style of football within the clubs is really progressive, and you know, I'm really encouraged by that.
Okay, well, he's from Tala, but he's one of your own. Stephen Kenny, ladies and gentlemen.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.